As we talked about all the things which we have here, the biggest thing, the biggest challenge which where we are all agree to finding the job is a language issue, a language problem. And we talked about one is possibility to learn in the schools, and if there are not enough places in school to register all the refugees, we can go in one euro job, starting the practicums, online application, using the online applications from Goethe Institutes or Deutsche Welle, or the cultural projects could be helpful. Second thing is recognition of educational certificates and experience, Beruf Anerkennung. How to get this when you are not accepted as a refugee, but you live here for a long time, 2 years, 3 years, and you want to work in your profession. And when you are not officially authorized to get money from job center, for recognition of documents. So how to get there, how to support in getting the Beruf Anerkennung. And the third thing was, the suggestion was to involve refugees also in the project so they could give their expert opinion when they suffer this situation and what possible solutions they see or what they can offer. In these points, we were angry. And now I would like that if you could please tell us your claims, because we want to summarize it, your claims and the challenges what you face in your work when you want to support, and the point where you really want to bring that point on table. You are free to talk on the subjects, and I have this second microphone, and please raise your hand, and I will give it to you. Okay, we start from you, please.
Hello, ich bin Mohammed.
My first idea. In each heim, there should be a board so the refugees can write by themselves whatever they face every day, what the challenges, what barricades, what kind of trouble they have in their daily life. And everyone should write with his own language and according to his language skills, and it doesn't matter, because the heim also should provide some people who can translate these claims and make it understandable to whoever is interested in listening to such claims. Mm-hmm. And for Anerkennung, there should be some kind of criterion in order to make criterion or something. The criteria is a plural. Okay. So there should be a way to, for example, make a Prüfung for everyone according to their specific abilities and specific professions to see. And it should be very easy, and also it should be accessible to everyone to see if they deserve to get a recognition or not. And if they do, there should be also financial support for them. Uh-huh. And also, he's proposed that for the language classes, there should be that the amount of classes should be doubled, because he thinks it's not enough, this amount of classes, for one to be able to speak a proper German. And there should be more support for this, in this direction. He, for example, says that it should be, instead of it's being 600 now, it should be more, 900 or 1,200 language hour. Mm-hmm. And also he proposed that for the tandem learning, there should be someone who work on a database, online database, to see it, to try to connect these people who want to, those German people who want to learn Arabic, and those Arabs who want to learn German, and try to contact them, like something like Facebook or like analogists. Yeah. And he also suggests that there should be a system that a person or a refugee should live with a German family in order to learn the language. Why there is no system that allows refugees to be hosted in German with German families and so on, if there are people who are ready to offer them this opportunity in order to integrate and to learn the language. And he says that the one of the biggest problems for refugees is finding a vige or finding a place to live. And he proposed that they should have the opportunity to build their own houses as well. Like if they offer them the raw material and so on, and the ability to be able, because a lot of them, they are very skilled and so on, they can work and contract their own living space, and which they can also work better and learn the language better within these buildings. And
das ist alles.
Your good name is Muhammad Karazi. Yeah, Muhammad, thank you for summarizing. Your focus is more about living situation, which is the base for everything, to writing suggestions on the notice board in the refugee camp about the problems you face. And you also talked about increasing the hours for the language courses. They are not enough, so it have to be more to improve this. The finding the possibilities of financial help in order to get the recognition of your educational certificate and experience. If one is demand politically, and on the other hand, this is also, we can put it in our claims. For the organizations, those who are supporting refugees, and those who have who are planning where to invest the budget, so this could be the suggestion that to help in for the getting the Beruf Anerkennung. Thank you very much. This is you want to say something more?
And he said that there should be also improvement on those who learn or give the language lessons in schools, because some people cannot really speak the language, or they are not, it's not their mother language, and they still come and give them a lesson, a language lesson, which ends in the bad direction, in the wrong direction. Like, they don't really learn anything. That's what he says.
Okay, thank you very much, Mohammed.
He's speaking about troubles they face in the language schools. There is no consistency. There is always a new teacher coming, a new another teacher going, and there is also interruption in the curriculum they are studying, so they can't really focus on them. This affects their abilities to grasp the language.
We know this thing a bit, because there are some regular classes where the schools, they get money from Lagezo or from Stud, or from, there is something different, and there are also some students from the universities, those who offer help for refugees. They go to refugee camps, they offer the language schools, and there it could be problem that one day you have, next day you have the other teacher, next day you have the next teacher. It's for the free classes, it is. But I will summarize it, focus on language, learning the language, improvement in this education sector. Thank you very much. Yes, where to go next? Bino.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. I think what we should do, mainly the people who are in solidarity with the refugees, what they should do is really to create a platform where refugees could meet and discuss their issues affecting them comfortably without being scared of being controlled or someone controlling what they are doing. I think it will be a good ground for the refugees to learn all this language, whatever. And the culture is important. We are concentrating on the language, but also culture is important, because if I don't feel that I am welcome, also the language, I will not be able to learn it. Because if the people look at me on the street or from my neighborhood as the enemy, so why should I learn the language? So we should introduce in this culture of welcome, not this culture of just shouting on the urban station, but a real culture of welcome, where refugees, they will have a feeling that I am at home. Refugees should be given the chance to bring out their talents. There are very many people who are here. We are talented. I am an artist. My friend here, Sam, is an artist. And my friend here is also talented in a different way. But they have no platform to bring out these talents. We could print, we could do theaters, we could do a lot of things if we are given a chance. So that is the platform we need. And how to reach it? Only if we have this space where we can express ourselves freely without any condition. And those Arbeit givers, that's what I had the name. Arbeit giver? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Arbeit erlaubnis. Arbeit erlaubnis, you mean?
Also, they should just should just open their space freely without any condition. We want language, we want. So, don't tell me. That one, we can learn it easily according to our relationship we're going to build at work. Give me a platform to feel at home. If you give me a platform to see that I am really at work, but I am in Uganda now, I will feel free to learn Dutch, even to ask you, where can I really learn Dutch? You know? And also, we should be able to share, give something to the people. Like you have money, you know that the refugees are earning nothing, and the government doesn't want to pay for their Dutch courses. So you, my Arbeit giver, give me a chance to go to school and pay my Dutch course. Like as now, my Arbeit giver is giving me 200 for my course. So this would be important. For the universities, they should open it, not like the Humboldt University propaganda. But they should really open free space for refugees without identifying us, so that refugees, we are able to also to access not only the language, but also other courses at the universities. Tandem language is good if it is universal or it is balanced. But most cases, also from my experience from Passau University, we had this tandem language, but I was really irritated because most of the younger students there, they were interested only in Arabic-speaking refugees. We Africans, no one wanted to learn Luganda. No one wanted to learn Swahili. Yet we were already willing, very excited to share our language with the students, but they ignored us. Mainly they focused on Arabic. So this tandem should be also rechecked, that people feel free. If I feel that the Germans, they like my language, like Luganda, then also I will feel at home and I will be happy to learn Dutch. But if I see that they are only interested in Arabic, so already I see the exclusion. So we should try to close those gaps. We should not use the language to exclude people. That should be important.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the talk of the event. I will give the opportunity. And last one, you, the Arbeit giver, the people in solidarity with us, you should use your platform to put pressure on this government to say, hey, this is your responsibility to provide the language to the people. Why are you giving us the labor? You know? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bino. Your focus also politically and in the society, what we can develop was about the language. And the second thing which you mentioned is, to summarize it, to create a platform where refugees could represent themselves in a way, how they want and what skills they have. And on other hand, job offering companies, Arbeitgeber, Arbeitgeber, so they should also feel secure about and confident, even the refugees are not perfect enough in the language, but the responsibilities in job they have, they can handle it. And this thing could be possible when there is a level of trust, a level of security, when they will feel security, and like offering the practicums as Arivo, they are doing, sending them in different professions. So, yeah, and next, you want to say something? Please say your name. And
my name is Ibrahim. Yeah, I want to say something that is, I want to answer to Muhammad, that is about the language. Thank you for that. But it's the important, this really teacher, this good teacher is help, but it's not helping. You are help yourself. Yeah. You cannot learn all in the school. If you go to the school, when you come back to home, you have to learn more alone. That is, you can help yourself after you look contact with another people. But I'm speaking five language. The five language, no one is my mother language. But that is interesting. When you are interesting, you can learn alone. That's what I want to say.
Okay. I think, okay, you have. That's I was waiting for.
My name is Denise, and I'm here from Arivo Berlin. I think what's really important, what would be really important would be to no longer separate language learning from the experience of working, but rather integrate it. And it would be important to give support to companies that want to employ a refugee that might not be fluent in German yet, but speak some German. So therefore, there should be a program to finance or to support German courses alongside with working hours. This should be provided by the government, I guess, because not every company might be or might not be able to finance that themselves. And on the other hand, I think there needs to be a lot of training or education, if you want, on the legal opportunities that refugees have. And this could be done by refugees themselves that might have gone away and found a job. They could then go and share their experience with other people that they know. Or it could be done by lawyers that could give an insight of what is possible and what isn't possible and which ways you have to, or which steps you have to take in order to get an Arbeitserlaubnis or in order to be able to do an Ausbildung or an apprenticeship, internship.
Yeah, I want to present myself again. My name is Ibrahim. I'm also, since September, I'm joined Arivo. Yeah. Again, Muhammad. You have right to ask the teacher 25, yeah, a question you ask every day. If it's something you don't understand, that is your right. The teacher, he's by force, he's explained to you. But some teacher, they are, what to say, that is Amtelish, Amtelish, Freiwillig, yeah. They are want to help. They are don't collect anything. They are don't get any money. They are helping, how you said, they're not mother language, it's not, that is, they are helping. They want to help you. They are trying to help you.
Okay. I think if you want to say something, just please raise your hand. I will, till the time you think, I will continue with the conclusions where we are all agree. I will. The first thing, I will repeat the things again about the Beruf Anerkennung. That's important, so refugees could work in their professions, but they learn from their home countries and where they have experience and the difficulties they have of recognition of their certificates when they are the refugees, those who are not accepted refugee, and they survive with the money from Lagezo, and they have no possibility to get help in order to recognize their educational certificate, which costs a lot of money. So it should be politically, we can put it in our demand, and also this could be a proposal for the initiatives who are representing the welcome culture and want to support refugees. So this could be something if they could offer support for refugees getting in their Beruf Anerkennung, their recognition of their educational certificate and work. And second thing where we all mentioned is to focus on the living situation, how we can improve it. We talked about internet and all the subjects. The maybe neighborhood initiatives could do there, and students could offer language classes. Our main focus was the language, and for the language we found different ways. One is to ask from the schools to offer so they could offer more language courses, and in our new projects which we have as an organizational level, maybe we could also ask from schools, we could offer regular schooling to refugees for language schools so they could learn the language. Second thing is sending them for the practicum for the €1 job. Also, if the students from the universities, if they could make a schedule in the weekdays, if they could visit refugee camps and they could offer language schools there for the refugees, those who don't have chance to get regular schooling. So it's good that they know something. Online applications we talked about. I think these are the all points which I remember where we all talked about in order to creating the chances for refugee to learn language. If I missed anything, please raise your hand and say your words. We need your comments. And if it's done what I said, if it was all what I said, then I will say thank you to you for joining us, and have a nice evening.
I just want to say one short thing. It's about languages. I saw some postcards in shelters from some language courses, which they as wrote in that we accept students only from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Eritrea. but not refugees from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Somalia and other refugees. So we have to make this that refugees, everyone is, all of them are equal. Why they only accept refugees from like different from some countries only? Why not all the refugees could go there and learn German?
Yeah. Okay. At the last thing, it's good that I get Mike again to say something. I will leave my visiting cards here, and I would be happy if you could please write me email in order to support our efforts in Network My Right Is Your Right to support refugees for our new project, finding the possibilities of job for work and education. As I mentioned that we are trying to get in contact with language schools, not only language schools, but also school of acting, and maybe theaters could offer practicum places for refugees where they can work and they will also learn the language. It would be great if we could, as a My Right Is Your Right, if we become a partner where we can share our experience and share our work, so we could help refugees in concrete way, and the things could result in productive way. So I will leave my visiting card here, and thank you very much for joining us. Have a nice evening.